This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Maricopa County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thanks for having me.
Sheriff, today we're going to discuss the Maricopa County Courthouse. Recently, the state legislature and the governor passed a balanced budget, and of course, with that goes appropriations, and there's also something now called the Capital Infrastructure Plan. And State Senator Andy Menar worked on that. And through that process, there was some funds allocated for the Maricopa County Courthouse, according to Senator Menar. And then he mentioned that these funds would be going for the Maricopa County Courthouse, I guess you would call it restoration. And you're in charge of the courthouse, so that's why we're talking to you today. What are you doing now since this announcement came that the $1 million is going to be available for some type of work on the courthouse?
Well, you know, a lot of people didn't realize that the sheriff actually has control of the courthouse, has to maintain it. All the bills come to me. So, you know, it's every year it's, you know, the building is deteriorating even more. So right now we're in the process of, we're not really sure when we're going to get that money. They kind of talked that it might be coming fairly soon. So we had started a process of trying to get the dome painted within the last 2 years. I think we started doing some kind of checking in, getting some ideas, some numbers, see where we were at with getting the dome painted and the roof fixed. And to do that, you know, obviously that building's 190 feet tall. So, you know, not anybody can just go there and paint the thing. So you have to find the right companies that won't even be interested in this. You know, we believe it, you know, we've talked with them and they think, you know, they're going to have to get a crane in, very large crane to do this work. It's not, you know, the roof is not going to be actually replaced or anything. The roof itself is in good shape. But it does have a few holes in it, maybe at some of the seams. So I think what they're planning on doing is putting some sort of coating over the top of it. But to do that, they have to clean the roof and clean the dome to paint it, because they have to have a very clean surface. That also brings along lead paint, which was put on there years ago. So we have to have the lead abatement done during this job. So this brings this number very high. So we are in the process right now of getting bids, and I believe we're going to do some bid opening here in the next couple weeks. So we're going to see where the numbers come out at.
So right now the primary focus is the dome roof of the courthouse as far as the money.
Yes, dome and the roof, yeah. And then kind of from there, we'll see where we're at from there, but
talking about the dome, I'm sure you're aware of it, because it started before you even took over your position as sheriff. The dome was leaking enough, I guess, from the seams that they actually moved a lot of records out of the dome over to what was the old library here in Carlinville, right, to sort of get some of those things out of there?
Yeah, I believe that was part of the reason they moved them out. Another reason was, I think, what I've been told and what I understand and what I've here is that that there's a lot of weight up there, and we're not really allowing too much more stuff to be put up there at this point in time, because, you know, the weight, it's, you know, there's a lot of weight on that, you know, that very top floor of the storage area. So yeah, that there was some leaks. I think they moved some stuff out. We have found a lot of the leaks here in the last 5 years or so, and we've tried to fix as many as we can, but we just can't get them all fixed. You know, it just needs a whole new coating over it.
And talking about just a few more things with the courthouse, of course, we remember there was pieces of the roof, or the, I guess you would call it, facade on the side falling off, which they had to work on. And also, there was some work done to the north side steps. Is there maybe, depending on cost of the dome and stuff like that, looking at anything like that also, if there is funds available?
Well, you know, like you just said, they got most of that fixed around the roof edge, where some of those stones were coming. So they've got all that fixed. And they did do the north steps. What we're thinking, if we have some money left over, we're probably going to try and focus on the inside of the building, because, You know, the ground floor bathrooms are, you know, I don't know that they've even had anything done since the 60s or 70s. So we're going to try and renovate those. And then at the same time, what I've suggested is that we have maybe just do one bid to try to do the bathrooms. And then there's a lot of the offices have some of the plaster falling off the walls. So we're maybe trying to fix that. And there's some ceiling issues. So maybe just do that as one bid, try to get somebody to come in and do all that. And then we also have the parking lot really needs a lot of work. So maybe we can do some things outside there. And the lighting in the courthouse, which I think, you know, we've kind of talked, myself and Mark Dragovich, the county board chairman, that maybe do some lighting in the building, because the light fixtures are really old, and they don't light up very good. And we think if we go in there, maybe do the lighting, we might be able to save on the electric bill in the future. So. And then if we have enough money, you know, we don't know how far these dollars are going to stretch, because things cost a lot, you know, obviously mm-hmm. nowadays. And we're thinking that, you know, we may need to look at the HVAC system.
You brought up the county board chairman. I guess also with whatever you work on, you have to have the, quote, blessing of the county board when things are said, yes, we're going to do it. And then they have to, I guess, do an approval process, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We kind of work hand in hand. There's a committee, buildings and grounds, and Harry Starr's in charge of that one. So I'll work with Harry and Mark, and you know, we'll have some meetings and try to figure out where they want to really put the money and where it really needs it. But that's kind of the things Mark and I have both kind of agreed. You know, we kind of had the same ideas where we need to go with that money.
As you say, that dome is so high, and I know even the flag up there. Sometimes I sit back and wonder who maintains that flag, yeah. Because to me, I don't like heights anyway. That thing is really a tall structure.
Yeah, that falls under me. And hopefully, if we do the roof and we have that crane, there's a pulley up there, and we have changed it out twice now with a crane before and then, but the pulley's probably about due again, so we'll go ahead and we have another new pulley, and we try to buy a really good stainless steel pulley that will last. And as long as that thing lasts, then the flag will stay up there. So we'll go ahead and replace that. The last one we replaced, it's going on 4 years now, so I think, or 3 or 4 years, so it's lasted that long. So
you mentioned that you're pretty soon probably going to get some bids in on what that costs.
Yeah.
Do you have any, just in your early investigations, any idea, will that even, to me, come in under $1 million?
Well, yeah, we believe so. We did do, we got some numbers probably a little over a year ago, maybe closer to 2 years ago, and it was under the $500,000 mark. So we're hoping we can be right in that area. I mean, I know things go up, you know, in prices, but we're really hoping we stay right around the $500,000 mark is where we're at.
I know, just wanted to ask you also, it doesn't come to amounts like we're talking here as far as the infrastructure grant or anything like that, but there are groups that work to raise some funds, you know, whatever. I'm sure you have to speak with them, or they let you know what they've raised or things like that. Well, are people still raising funds for work on the courthouse? I know they were trying on the jail, and the old jail, not the new jail. And also they run some tours and things where they collect money. Is that still going on as well?
Yeah. Yeah. They've been doing that. We've kind of separated that. I think they have the old jail fund, and then they have the courthouse fund, and, the old jail, we're still in, moving forward with it. We've got the lead removed out of it now, and now it's the painting process is getting ready to start. So as far as how much, I think they're real close to their goal on the old jail. I don't know for sure right now what's in the courthouse, because I haven't really asked about it for a long time. You know, just the problem is it's courthouse to do something there. It's, you know, you're talking lots and lots of money. So until we get a significant amount, it really not much you can do.
One other thing of note that I thought I'd ask you about while we're talking about the courthouse, it is a National Historic Building. Mm-hmm. Does that bring in any complications as far as what you can and can't do when it becomes a historic site or something like that?
No, no, we've never really had any restrictions on us, on that building. Now, with the old jail, we do, you know, there's really no restrictions on it, but we're trying to keep the old jail as original as possible. So we have people that are like, you know, if we want to do something, we check with them first. So they say, well, no, don't do that because that's not original. So yeah, we haven't really done that with the courthouse, but the old jail, we're trying to, since it's going to be a historical type thing, we're going to try and keep it as original as possible.
Sheriff Call, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.